Hello, welcome back to the Bulls Hype Podcast. I'm James Gilmore. My co-host Scott is on a much-deserved vacation this week, so it's an emergency solo pod. Billy Donovan is the new head coach of the Chicago Bulls. And really, honestly, guys, I really feel like someone should pinch me. Last year at this time, the Bulls had Garpax, they had Jim Boylan. They were all running the show. We were expected to buy into their playoffs or bust narrative. It obviously busted. They're all gone. We have Arturis Karnishevas, we have Mark Eversley running the show, and they really just hired Billy freaking Donovan. So if you're not a Bulls fan, maybe if you're a Laker fan, maybe if you're in New York, it might not seem like a big deal. But for us Bulls fans, I mean, we really just endured Jim Boylan. We just, right after Fred Hoiberg, we deserve to be happy, right? So the biggest takeaway quickly, as I process this news, is how serious the Chicago Bulls actually are about turning around this franchise, about making the playoffs. First of all, to actually get rid of Garpax. That was the first step. You admit that you have a problem. The problem in the situation was that they really had the same brain trust in place with a tiny front office for way too long. And they finally admitted that they had the problem. Then what they do is they went out and they got actually qualified people to run the basketball operation side of the business. And instead of just running it as a business of just, hey, let's just try to make money and not spend any money, they get Arturis Karnishevas, they bring in Mark Eversley, they start actually building a front office. It seems like they're going to spend money on the front office and building something positive here with their scouting department, player development. And then they go out and they get Billy Donovan, which I really, honestly, I didn't expect. I did hire him for my NBA 2K21. But I figured, hey, if he's not going to come in real life, I can at least have him in the game. But he actually is the Chicago Bulls head coach. It signals to me that the Bulls are serious. Billy Donovan really was the best coaching candidate available, the one with an actual NBA resume. I think it was Rob Schaefer on Twitter in Chicago was saying that Billy Donovan is actually the first coach that the Bulls have hired that had coaching experience since Scott Skiles. And I'm going to go out on a limb. I think that Billy Donovan, I think we can all agree, is a better candidate and a better head coach. Better head coach for the Chicago Bulls than Scott Skiles ever was and ever would be. I think that we should be excited as Bulls fans. And just taking a quick look at Billy Donovan, what he's done over the past 5 years when he was with OKC, 2015, 16, first season, he's 55-27, then 47-34, 48-34. 49-33, 44-28. The best season the Bulls had in any of those five seasons was 42 wins five seasons ago. So the Bulls hired a guy who can win in the NBA. He obviously won in college, two national championships back-to-back. He's coached big names. He's coached Brad Beal. He's coached Joakim Noah, Al Horford in college, and others, Corey Brewer. But in the NBA, coaching Kevin Durant, coaching Chris Paul, coaching Russell Westbrook, he knows how to coach big names. He knows how to coach guys with egos. And I think that's the biggest thing here is that he can set an ego aside. Because what we did just see with Garpax, especially with John Paxson, with Jim Boylan, those guys had egos, and those egos could not get out of the way. I mean, even Gar Foreman, you have a huge ego when you go out and you refuse to interview anyone except your guy, whether it's Fred Hoiberg, whether it's trying to keep Jim Boylan. And then Jim Boylan, I'm glad that we don't really ever have to talk about him as being the head coach of the Chicago Bulls anymore, but one last thing, hopefully. He couldn't coach in the NBA as a head coach because for a number of reasons, but one of the biggest reasons is because he had too big of an ego. And he clashed with everyone. It was his way or the highway without ever having established any sort of resume as a head coach. His problem was in college. He had the same problem with the Chicago Bulls. And that's where I see Billy Donovan actually being successful, as he made the jump from college to the NBA, is that he actually could set aside his ego coaching. I mean, he coached big names with Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook, guys that, who definitely have, let's say, ego. And everybody has an ego. Everybody, you don't make it that far without having an ego. But you also, as a head coach, one of the biggest things is learning how to work with those guys. And I'm excited that he can come to Chicago with a resume, come to Chicago having proven that he actually is a guy who can do that, who can actually work with a guy like Zach LaVine, work hopefully with, we'll see what happens with the roster, but with Lauri Markkanen, with Wendell Carter Jr., and say, hey, look, this is where I've been to the playoffs. None of you have. I have. So let's work on getting there. So I do think it's obvious that the Bulls are trying to win now. I don't think that they're trying to rebuild. I don't think they're going to try to tear everything down again. I don't think that when you hire Billy Donovan, that you're really trying to start over. I think that they're going to try to make the playoffs sooner rather than later. And I think that why not shoot for the playoffs now? I think that's been the goal for a while. But I think when you hire Billy Donovan, a guy who can actually coach NBA players, you're trying to win. And I think it also signals with this roster, with LaVine, with Markkanen, with Carter, with Kobe White, you're going to try to go for it now. I think that they will probably try to put some key veterans around them, maybe in a better way than, and a better fit than Thad Young and Sadoransky. But I think it signals that, you know, that this front office and Billy Donovan think that they are much closer to playoff contention than their record this past season showed. And I think it shows, I've been saying for a while, that I think that the Bulls really actually need to start acting like they are in the third largest market in the country, that they are a major market, that they are not a mid-level organization. And I didn't actually expect that they would actually do that. I didn't think that the Reinsdorfs would actually sign off on it. So kudos to the Reinsdorf family for actually hiring or signing off on spending the money, whatever it took, to get a guy like Billy Donovan. I don't think that that's any small factor here, that the Bulls were willing to go after the best name, the best available coach on the market, and actually got him. I think in Chicago, it really hasn't happened very often where you go after a free agent. I mean, they haven't signed any real big name free agent ever. I mean, I think Carlos Boozer and Pau Gasol are the biggest names that they brought in. So I think that Bulls fans are have a right to be excited about this hire. Because I think it shifts the narrative about the Chicago Bulls, or it's the beginning of a shift, that this team is actually serious now, that this franchise, the ownership group, they have the front office, and now they have the coach. They're united in the approach that winning is what matters now. I think for a long time that has been in question, that they were riding the coattails of the Jordan era for a long time. And now I think they're finally in 2020 moving in the right direction. So I think that we can be excited about that. So there's going to be a lot of time between now, hiring Billy Donovan, and when they actually return to the court, for the 2021 season, because I really don't know when that's going to be. Probably it looks like after January at this point. So the Bulls brain trust now, they have plenty of time. They got nothing but time at this point to continue to work this roster, to build a roster. And now they can all in lockstep focus on the future. They don't have to spend any more energy on the head coaching situation. And we don't really have to think about it anymore. And so, that's probably my favorite part about this, is because it just seemed like, the season ended back in March. So basically for the last 6 months, we've been just banting about the whole Jim Boylan situation and then who's going to replace him. That's all over with. It's hard to believe, but it's all over with. So now we get to actually move on to thinking about the draft, which is in November, and then a couple months after that, likely the NBA season, the next season will start. It's crazy to think the Bulls will go probably about 10 months or so without actually playing an NBA game. But for now, the Chicago Bulls have a new head coach, Billy Donovan. And frankly, I'm excited. There were some other options, obviously, but they actually decided to spend some money and go out and get their man. I think that this really highlights one last thing. This really highlights that it's not really Jerry Reinsdorf necessarily running the show. I think that we see what the future may look under Michael Reinsdorf. That maybe going into the future now, as we move forward, that they're actually going to spend some money on coaching, on front office, on development, on scouting. And actually, I think that as Bulls fans, we can actually look to a brighter future. So that's it for now. Just a quick pod, just talking about this hire. We'll be back soon with more episodes talking about the future with the draft and whatnot and free agency and any type of trades. But for now, that's it. Go Bulls.